app. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Illinois governor and Chicago mayor are suing to try to block the Trump administration's plan to deploy National Guard troops to the city. U.S. Supreme Court's rejected an appeal from Ghislaine Maxwell, the imprisoned co-conspirator of Jeffrey Epstein. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Maxwell is staying in prison, although she and her counsel have made overtures towards the Trump DOJ to try to get some benefit from her cooperation.
House Speaker Johnson blasts the top Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, as the government shutdown continues.
In his desperation, they hastily filed an outrageous counterproposal. It is a wild wish list of big government liberal nonsense.
Adobe analyst Vivek Pandya with an early holiday shopping forecast.
This holiday season, we're expecting about $253.4 billion to be spent online.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Aaron Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan bill into law on Friday in an effort to crack down on potential misuse of artificial intelligence. Wisconsin Act 34 targets the use of artificial intelligence to create or share explicit photos of a person generated without their consent. The law specifically defines synthetic intimate representation, prohibits publishing an artificially generated representation of an identifiable person with the intent to harass or intimidate them, and expands the crime of representations depicting nudity. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is sharing safety tips with new drivers in honor of the Wisconsin State Patrol's Law of the Month for October, Teen Driver Safety. According to a press release, teen drivers were involved in nearly 19,000 crashes in 2024, causing 70 fatalities and nearly 6,000 injuries. DOT officials are reminding teens to wear their seatbelt, avoid distractions, follow speed limits, and never drive impaired. They're also reminding parents to talk with their children about the importance of safety behind the wheel. A Dallas man charged with making terrorist threats after threatening to shoot staff members at the Rice Lake Veterans Administration Center has been sentenced to 2 years of probation. 39-year-old Jonathan West entered into a plea deal at a hearing on Thursday, pleading guilty to felony making terrorist threats and misdemeanor unlawful phone use. According to court documents, West had called the Rice Lake facility multiple times the day of the incident and is accused of making similar threatening statements to two other VA offices. The former HSHS Sacred Heart Hospital site has been sold by the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire Foundation. The Claremont Avenue location was sold to Commonweal Development Corporation, which is considering developing the site as a medical research and technology park with some commercial spaces. Blue Gold Real Estate and BHEI will also keep 5 acres of the 27-acre site for future expansion opportunities. Commonweal Development officials say they see the future of the facility as a potential collaborative opportunity with the university. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The playoffs continue in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cubs. Tonight in Game 2 of their best-of-five series, the Brewers winning Game 1 on Saturday 9-3. Lefty Aaron Ashby named the opener for the crew tonight. NFL, the Packers back at work after a bye. They'll host Cincinnati on Sunday. College football, the Badgers losing at Michigan 24-10. Luke Fickell.
Well, we're not here to sugarcoat anything. Obviously, there obviously is always some good, but our ability to sustain and finish is where, you know, we still are not close to where we need to be.
Wisconsin has now lost 3 in a row. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. Giannis recovering from COVID. When will he be ready to play?
We're going to need a good 3 days. He told me to, but after watching him, I think it's 3 for sure.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Monday afternoon. Could have a sprinkle or two out there. Otherwise, highs in the lower 60s, a light north breeze. Tonight, clearing skies across the area. Lows will drop to around 40. On Tuesday, sunshine, mid-60s. Right now, it's 51.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner talking about this new piece of legislation in regards to housing. And who have you reached across the aisle and worked with on this issue?
I worked with folks like Rep. Armstrong, who our districts couldn't look any different. But when you center the actual experiences of your district, not your political parties, but the things that people need, there's a lot more alignment and possibility when that is the centerpiece.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local civic media radio station.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin farmers, how are they faring? The fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke will join us in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the brand new week to you. Happy Monday. America's Fourth Amendment is on life support. What do you do when the government becomes the criminal? It's time for states to start arresting people who break the law. We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, Donald Trump's war on America. Can Trump's invasions into blue states and cities be stopped? Is all this leading to martial law? Has Trump opened himself for prosecution in The Hague? We'll talk about all that stuff in the first hour of the program. In the second hour, democracy has taken a crash course in America, and gerrymandering is a top concern. They're actually downrate international groups that rate democracies around the world have downgraded America. I'll give you the details in the second hour. This is also very bad news for Donald Trump. A shock poll. The majority of Americans now believe Donald Trump is hurting the economy. Well, right-wingers take a tanking economy, or is he losing support? It looks like he's losing support. Also, voter fraud is apparently real, and it's all being done by Republicans. I mean, this is just crazy, what I'm seeing here. Matthew Bodie, PhD, will be with us in the third hour of the program. He will be our only guest for the day. He connects the dots between Kirk, Trump, and the broader Seven Mountains movement in a way no one else has. He's got an amazing book. You're going to find this an absolutely fascinating conversation in the third hour. And our geeky science, there's a new nasal spray that prevents you from getting COVID if you're in a crowd or an airport or an airplane or something like that. So, FYI on all that stuff. All that said, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled America's Fourth Amendment is on life support. What do you do when the government becomes the criminal? And remember the old TV shows where the cop would come to the door and bang on, hey, I know you're in there, criminal Bill, I know you're in there. Open the door, let me in. And Bill yells from the other side of the door, do you have a what? And the cop goes, no. But open the door. And the guy says, well, come back with a warrant and I'll open the door. And the cop walks away, muttering to himself, well, that's going to take a day. I got to go find a judge. No more. Now they're kicking in doors, shooting pepper gas balls into the open windows of cars driven by reporters, smashing windows and furniture, concealing their faces and identities like the Klan did in the days of old. In Chicago, they've shot two unarmed people, killing one. And there wasn't a warrant signed by a judge to be seen anywhere. People are asking, are we there yet? Is America fascist? Is this now a militarized dictatorship? Well, last week's illegal, unconstitutional military assault on an entire apartment building in Chicago argues that the answer to that question is yes, we're there. And if that attack in Chicago on that apartment building does not does not cause a level of outrage similar to the outrage about Jimmy Kimmel being canceled, we're screwed. Which is why I'm talking about it. You need to be talking about it. You need to be talking to your media about it, whatever radio, TV station, newspaper, whatever you consume. You know, ask them, are you covering this story, this apartment building in Chicago? Because this was a naked violation of state and federal law. This was kidnapping under state law. This was assault under state law. This was destruction of private property, vandalism under state law. Excuse me. And under federal law, pardon me, it's a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. I mean, this is exactly the stuff that the founders were flipped out about, that the British were doing here in the 1760s and 1770s. When they tried to put down the protest movement that you know really began in a big way with the Boston Tea Party in the fall of 1773, and then you know led to the American Revolution, the founders and the framers of the Constitution, who were also the founders of this country, wrote in the Constitution, in the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, and I quote, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized." In fact, over the weekend, there was a Chicago alderperson this is like the city council for Chicago, right? Who was at a hospital. There was a guy, there was two ICE officers standing outside the emergency room because there was an undocumented immigrant in the emergency room being treated. They were waiting to capture this person. And this alder person, this member of the Chicago equivalent of a city council, simply asked them, "Do you have a warrant?" And they slammed her up against the wall and then put handcuffs on her. You know, that is criminal assault. Now, there are state laws, and by the way, I said this last Friday, I'll say it again. Kristi Noem and Tom Homan and Trump and Vance and Hegseth, they chose very carefully when they picked this apartment building because it was a low-income apartment building filled with black and brown people. If they had done the same thing on one of the, you know, in one of the apartment buildings on, what is it, Michigan Avenue or Wacker Drive? I forget my geography of Chicago. Those of you listening to me in Chicago know what I'm talking about. There's some very nice parts of Chicago. In fact, most of Chicago is really, really nice. If they had raided a building full of white people looking for the two gang members that they say they got, hell would have rained down on them. But no, they went after black and brown people. And then on top of this, Trump called the Democrats Satan over the weekend. We've got a judge's house that it burned to the ground. Three of her family members are in the hospital right now because she's a liberal judge, apparently. Somebody asked Stephen Miller about that, or somebody asked the question, is the Trump administration going to talk about this? And Stephen Miller just goes nuts, saying, "How dare you to bring that up? You're trying to incite more violence." You know, words to that effect. And then Trump comes out with this national security directive that instructs the 200-plus local police and FBI joint terrorism task forces to be on the lookout for any group of people or any person showing the indica of terrorism, including being anti-Christian, anti-capitalism, extremism on migration, race, or gender, and hostility toward those who hold traditional views on family, religion, or morality. Do you have a queer kid? A black or Hispanic friend? Are you black or Hispanic? Are you a union member? Have you failed to attend church over the past few years? Are you Jewish or Muslim? Are you Unitarian? Have you ever donated to a civil rights group? Have you ever voted Democratic or voted for a Republican who Trump despises, like Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger? Well, then you're next. They may have already started surveilling you, tapping your phone, reading your emails, collecting your browser and location history. Now, this isn't the first time we've had masked agents of the state acting as police. The Klan did it right here in Portland, Oregon in the 1920s and in the 1870s. In fact, the Klan so completely controlled the state of Oregon in the 1876 election, the Hayes versus Tilden election, that they couldn't count our votes for the Electoral College, which is why, you know, Rutherford Hayes became president. And finally, Oregon, and you had Klan members wearing their hoods with guns strapped around their waists going out and doing police functions here in Portland, Oregon, and in a number of other places around the country, by the way, after Reconstruction and during the 1920s. There was a big Klan revival after, and I think it was 1913, 1914, that President Wilson, Democratic President Wilson, played the Klan recruiting film Birth of a Nation in the White House. And it just went viral. So here's what you need to know. Christopher Armitage over at his Existentialist Republic Substack newsletter points this out. He said, federal agents are committing state felonies every day, breaking and entering, kidnapping, assault. When they kick down doors without judicial warrants, when they detain citizens without probable cause, when they point guns at children, these are crimes under state law. And Democratic governors have the power to prosecute these crimes. When ICE agents face potential state prosecution for breaking down doors, they'll start getting real warrants signed by real judges. When pointing guns at families could mean assault charges, they'll think twice. When detaining U.S. citizens could mean kidnapping prosecutions, they'll check ID more carefully. And Trump can't pardon state crimes. ICE people who commit these crimes and are prosecuted by states go to state prison. Federal government has no say in it. Armitage points out, so when ICE breaks down a door with only administrative paperwork, that's burglary under California Penal Code 459. When they haul away citizens without probable cause, that's kidnapping under Penal Code number 207. And when they point weapons at unarmed families, that's assault under Penal Code 245. So what I'm suggesting, what he is suggesting, is contact your mayor's office, contact your state representatives, contact your state attorney general, contact your governor. And then, of course, call your state, call your federal officials at 202-224-3121, your congressman or woman and your two senators. And tell them it's time for local officials to start arresting actual criminals who are committing kidnapping and assault and breaking and entering and vandalism in clear sight of all of us. Let's have some law and order here, huh? Begin the prosecutions.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Derek Van Orden over on our Facebook page jumped into our comment section. Derek Van Orden can get as snooty as he wants with reporters. He can get as confrontational in comment sections. He can use all the cuss words that he wants. And he said 18 U.S. Code subsection 2331. Look it up. Well, we did. It doesn't cover social media posts that make a congressman get his fee-fees all hurt.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
It's hard to even begin to tell you how much I love the clothes that I have from Quince. Seriously. Quince has the kind of fall staples you're actually going to want to wear on repeat over and over again. Like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60. Classic fit denim, real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at roughly half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe. They've held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that are as good as, that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns, now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping, 365-day returns, quince.com/Tom.
Belly kick. And the echo sound. A lot like freedom breaking
out on the edge of Chicago town. Helicopters drown out the cries. Masked men with no names or warrants, dragging dreams into the night.
They're kicking down our door. The law don't live here anymore. They're burning up the paper.
once kept us safe and sure. Before the man was bleeding on the floor, and the ones who swore to guard it are the ones who broke it first.
They say it's just for safety, they say it's for the cause, but there's nothing safe about a boot that doesn't pause. When they come for your neighbor, your friend, your kin, they won't stop there, they'll come again.
What do you do when the badge becomes a mask? What do you say when your freedom's just a task? Do you whisper, do you kneel, or do you stand up and make them feel? They're kicking down our doors, and the light is fading fast. If we don't fight for justice now, this moment's gonna last. The men's crying from the ashes on the floor, and if we don't rise together, there won't be doors anymore.
When the government becomes the criminal, the people become the law.
Here in Portland, an 84-year-old couple. Both of them were 84 years old. They were standing at in front of the ICE facility here in Portland, elderly couple. He was wearing his Vietnam veteran cap and using his walker, and they were violently pushed to the ground by a large group of agents who rushed them. She is in the hospital with a concussion. This is from the Oregonian, our local newspaper. Lori and Richard Ekman, a Vietnam War veteran with 10 years of active duty. They collected the signs they saved from the No Kings rally. Richard's sign said, Vets Against Militarization. Laurie's said, we'll swap one little King Donald for 10,000 plus immigrants. And it was a completely peaceful meeting. And around 2 p.m., a large group of agents burst out of the building and rushed at the Ekmans and other protesters, knocking them to the ground. This is assault. This is you know, violent assault. These people should be arrested. Meanwhile, we have two governors warning of martial law and calling this an invasion. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break, and I'll pick up your... And Stephen Miller going nuts. And Portland planning the naked bike ride. We have specific suggestions on that. I'll tell you about that after the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. This is the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back. If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple, so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knock Box now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's theknockbox.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M-16, to save 16%. Theknockbox.com, promo code TOM16. Get organized and safe. If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they then take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can protect your equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. You get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Mulva Cultural Center's Katie Compton, then filmmaker and founder of Chair on Stair Films, Derek Pfister, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Quick Trip has announced it will no longer accept pennies at their locations as a result of a U.S. Department of Treasury announcement earlier this year. The Department of Treasury announced in May that it would stop minting copper pennies in an effort to phase out the coin, leaving a number of Quick Trip locations without pennies needed for change. Going forward, Quick Trip locations will begin rounding down the total of all cash purchases to the nearest 5 cents. Digital or card-based purchases will continue to be processed as the exact purchase amount. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources held a public hearing on a proposed rule change for PFAS standards on Thursday. The forever chemicals have become a troublesome issue across the state as municipalities seek to remove them from their drinking water. The rule change considered on Thursday would bring the state's PFAS standards in line with Environmental Protection Agency standards. State law says Wisconsin's drinking water program cannot have looser standards than federal requirements under the Safe Drinking Water Act. The Free Clinic of Pierce and St. Croix counties is inviting area residents to their annual fall fundraiser on Sunday. The yearly Harvest in Hope event will take place on Sunday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Forestville Vines in River Falls. The event will feature live entertainment with a local musician and a silent auction. The proceeds raised at the event will directly support the organization's no-cost medical care, lab, and pharmacy support services. Tickets for the event and additional information are available on the Free Clinic of Pierce and St. Croix County's website. The Barron County Sheriff's Department requested two significant expenses from the County Executive Committee at their meeting on Wednesday. Sheriff's office officials are asking for a radio upgrade estimated to cost around $1.5 million and a new patrol boat for around $80,000. They also say selling off some of their current equipment that needs replacement could help offset a portion of that cost. The full Barron County Board would need to approve the proposal with a 3/4 majority to authorize the purchases. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Monday afternoon. Could have a sprinkle or two out there. Otherwise, highs in the lower 60s, a light north breeze. Tonight, clearing skies across the area. Lows will drop to around 40. On Tuesday, sunshine, mid-60s. It's 53 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabba. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
I don't know. That's not great radio.
30
I'm
seconds.
Giving you right now. But,
what about What Does the Fox Say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what is the Fox Say? Or Gundam Style?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's songs. Another one? Oh, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Badgers game at Michigan and also the Brewers taking on the Cubs over the weekend. Where are we at in the NLDS? Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air will join us and talk a little news as well.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For all of your support. know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back, 34 minutes past the hour. So here we've got governors speaking out. Governor Pritzker is saying that this is an invasion, that Trump is invading his state. And Governor Newsom, Gavin Newsom of California, just came right out and said it. He said, America is on the brink of martial law. Do not be silent. Pritzker said, we must now start calling this what it is, Trump's invasion. It started with federal agents. It will soon include deploying federalized members of the Illinois National Guard against our wishes, and it will now involve sending in another state's military troops. And then our congresswoman here in Portland, Maxine Dexter, she said, the president is abusing his power, attempting to militarize our cities. The power of the people must remain greater than the people in power. We need to show up in peaceful protest across the nation. Stay loud. She added, we cannot rest. The president is abusing his power, attempting to militarize our cities. Yeah. Meanwhile, Stephen Miller goes nuts. The issue before us now is simple and clear. There is a large and growing movement of left-wing terrorism in this country. It is well-organized and well-funded and shielded by far-left Democrat judges, prosecutors, and attorneys general. The only remedy is to use legitimate, and then force, basically. But here in Portland, we've figured out how to respond. The Naked Bike Ride is cranking itself up. Seriously, they sent out an email to everybody, and they've got 10 pieces of basic advice. No shame in wearing underwear. Wear sensible shoes. Hairy individuals should avoid duct tape. Bring a fanny pack. If you ride at night, you must have a white front headlight. Nudity in public area. I didn't know this. Nudity in public areas as a form of protest is protected under Oregon's Constitution. Photography is discouraged for obvious reasons. Touching and share lewd comments and staring is not allowed. Ride carefully and buddy or go with the group. And finally, this right winger, a professor at George Mason University's Scalia Law School, senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Eugene Kontrolovich, wrote an op-ed in which he's talking about how the International Criminal Court has already launched an investigation against Donald Trump for militarizing our cities. And, well, actually, his topic was killing the, we don't know if they were tourists or if they were fishermen or if they were out whale watching or whatever, all these people off the coast of Venezuela that we've been blowing up. And he's got advice for Trump on how to attack the International Criminal Court before they have him arrested. Wild stuff. So what's on your mind today? Ramon in Loveville, Maryland. Hey, Ramon, what's up?
Oh, not much. I just had a comment and a couple of comments, but the main thing is I saw all this coming back a few months ago when Trump made it clear that he no longer needed MAGA to support him. The poor whites he doesn't need anymore, because he basically said when they were asking for the Epstein files that he basically doesn't want them anymore.
Yeah.
Which gave me the impression that he was saying that I have enough power now, I can use my military in the inner cities now. I don't need your help.
Yep.
I don't need your vote. The other thing is, the only defense I know against a bunch of guys masked and unidentified walking around with gas masks on and shooting canisters at peaceful protests is oil spray paint. It's non-lethal. And everybody with the mask that gets his lenses painted would have to take the mask off in the midst of the tear gas.
Yeah, don't do it, though, Ramon. That's assault. Not do it.
But that's the only thing I can think of. But they won't ever give you a chance to do that anyway.
They've already shot two people in Chicago and killed one of them. I mean, I would stay as far away from these people as I can. I mean, obviously, if you're going to protest, do it on, in a public area where it's legal, but... Do not confront these guys. They're completely out of control right now. Ramon, thanks for the call. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, you know, the Supremacy Clause shall not be construed to dismiss the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is written and applies to the federal government. That's what it was originally written to.
Yep. Although the Supreme Court has extended it to every American in every place and every state agency.
As on a case-by-case basis. It's incorporated to the states. The Bill of Rights, the amendments of the Bill of Rights, are incorporated into the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment on a case-by-case basis. And that's why certain police departments' rulings have applied it differently than we might expect. But certainly applies to the federal government. We haven't been used to seeing the federal government acting as a police force.
Yeah, I think it's the first time it's happened since the 60s, since the civil rights era.
Right. Yeah, that's right. But and then
Reconstruction before that.
I understand. There are credible reports that ICE tear gassed Chicago Police Department officers when they arrived on the scene to help mitigate the chaos that was created by this unprovoked attack.
Yeah.
That certainly isn't legal either.
Nope. And like here in Portland, they beat up, you know, an 84-year-old couple and gave grandma a concussion. These big, tough guys.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's they are completely unhinged. And as you have said, I have been on this and alerted a number of state representatives. I honestly didn't think that they were paying attention to this. Tom, because you know what? It's kind of like COVID. Now, when COVID broke out, I was in Michigan living with my mom. And COVID broke out here in Kirkland, right very close to where I live, here in the Seattle area. Okay, so I told in Michigan, nobody was taking it seriously. And I knew the first person that died of COVID was the mother of one of my friends. She was in that care facility.
Whoa.
And I said to my mom, nobody's taking it seriously here, but it's going to be here. And within about 6 weeks, it ravaged Michigan. Yep. Because everybody thought, oh, that's just the liberals up.
Well, Trump was saying that. You had the president of the United States saying, don't worry, it's just like the flu.
Yeah, that's right. And he said, we're going to be going back to church for Easter. Yeah. And that's what people were thinking. And that's why it really ravaged a lot of the states. But I think that because what happened in Chicago hasn't happened here yet, but I am sending this email. I've got a big email chain going here with a number in state legislature and saying, you better let Governor Ferguson know. And I'm been assured that he is keeping on tabs of it. But you can't just the laws, just the Supremacy Clause doesn't. Yes, the federal government can enforce federal law, but that doesn't mean they can supersede and traipse upon state laws and not obey those laws, too. They have to. Yeah, that's true. The states cannot enforce federal law. But you look at it this way. There's two cases that I keep hearing people, you know, expert legal commentators, they don't talk about them. But in 1858, there was a case called Prigg versus Pennsylvania that said the state, Pennsylvania, did not have to help the federal government enforce the Runaway Slave Act. That was in 1858. In 2012, remember, in Arizona versus the United States, the Supreme Court ruled that the state could not help enforce federal immigration law, even if they wanted to. Remember, SB 1070 sought to codify, as they said, federal law into Arizona state law, and the Supreme Court said no. So
yeah, that was the papers, please,
the whole
bill
thing about,
that the Republicans were pushing
well, that's
in Arizona.
The whole thing about sanctuary cities, it just means we declare we're not helping you because we don't have to.
Right.
You know, we don't have to help you. And besides that, we're not allowed to.
Yeah.
So this is.
Yeah.
It's very bad.
I'm waiting for a Chicago police officer or a Portland police officer or a Los Angeles police officer to arrest one of these masked, armed guys who may or may not be ICE. We have no idea because they don't, identify themselves. and see what happens. And I think Trump is salivating, waiting for that moment.
Yeah.
Because that's when he declares insurrection and martial law and locks down the state. And that's the moment that America ceases to be America.
Let me ask you, I'm actually hoping that Governor Ferguson will deploy the Washington State National Guard to protect us before Trump gets anybody in here.
Yeah.
That's what I hope.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise Trump is going to try and federalize them.
Makes sense.
If he, I don't know. I just think that
It makes sense. It makes sense. Paul, I got to move along. Final thought?
Yeah. No, that's what I was
That's it. Okay. About. Thanks a lot, Paul. Good talking to you. Louise in La Trobe, Pennsylvania. Hey, Louise, thanks for listening on SiriusXM. What's up?
Well, thank you. I just wanted to say when I was listening to the Pete headset.
Mm-hmm. His speech to the generals, you mean, last week?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said that, so interesting, that anyone who would not fight for their country isn't worthy of being a citizen. Oh, the only people that deserve peace are those that are willing to fight and defend it. My father fought in World War II against the fascists, and he did mention the religious pacifists that didn't have to fight and how he had to fight for them because that's what our country was about.
Yeah.
About protecting people's religious freedom. So the Mennonites, the River Brethren, the Amish are all pacifists,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have to fight for their country, but they have a right to their religious freedom, and that's why, like my dad, fought in World War II.
Yeah. Well, the Second Amendment, the first draft of the Second Amendment had a phrase in it that said, and those religiously objecting or, you know, to military service are exempted.
Objectors.
Yeah. Yeah.
The conscientious objectors, right.
Yep. Exactly.
So I'm listening to it, and I went, holy cow. He didn't know what he's talking about. Of course, he doesn't the whole thing, but it struck me. Nobody said anything about it, so I just thought I'd mention it.
Yeah. Well, you did, and you did it very well. Louise, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
It. Good talking to you. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
By the way, the Supreme Court said to Ghislaine Maxwell, thanks, but no thanks. We're not going to take your case. You get to stay in your country club prison where Trump has installed you to keep your mouth shut. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slow their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Two U.S. Supreme Court cases this term may allow the conservative majority to strike down Voting Rights Act protections of minority voters and one of the few remaining limits to big money campaign spending in federal elections. Louisiana v. Calais, a racial gerrymandering case, returns to the High Court October 15th for additional arguments after initial oral arguments March 24th. Louisiana's black voters won a second majority-minority congressional district under the Voting Rights Act, but a group of, quote, non-African-American individuals appealed the new map, claiming it was discriminatory to them under the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Justices Alito, Gorsuch, and Thomas have railed against such minority protections in voting rights, education, and workplaces. Another case, National Republican Senatorial Committee versus Federal Election Commission, attempts to strike down campaign spending limits by party-affiliated groups as a violation of free speech. While national political parties can make unlimited donations to a federal candidate, they are limited in what's called coordinated spending with a candidate, which can include renting venues, sending mail, or most importantly, advertising. It could open another floodgate of money in our elections. The cases have far-reaching implications for equity in our elections process, and we'll be following both carefully in the coming months. I'm Brian Beal.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station. Oh.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, you can go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM or text TOM, T-H-O-M, to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 to save over 24% off with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Explain, but now the boots are back. The whispers, too, and they're looking for someone who looks like you. They don't knock, they demand no room for doubt. In your own hometown, you're a stranger now. They say it's law, they say it's peace. But all I hear is papers, please. Papers, please.
Past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Marilyn in Okeechobee, Florida. Am I saying that right now?
Okeechobee. Oh. That's the biggest lake in Florida.
Okay. Thank you. What's up?
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say I'm so disappointed the Supreme Court. They're the ones who need to step up and stop this treasonous dictator.
Yeah.
And maybe the Republicans will fall in line, but they're the ones allowing this. And it's sinful that they're allowing our country.
I think they're terrified. I mean, look at this. Last night that you had a judge, a liberal judge, who had ruled against Trump, whose house was burned down.
Yes. Yeah. Well, now's the time to step up. And there's nine of them and one of Trump.
Yeah.
And if they don't speak out, then they will be targeted, because that's how this tyrant works. I have written to our chairs, our senatorial, congressional, and our Ken, and ask them to, now's the time to speak up.
Yeah, Hitler eventually went after his Supreme Court. I mean, the dictator, you go along with the dictator thinking everything's good and I'll be on his side, and oh yeah, it'll be wonderful. And then eventually it gets so bad that you say, hey, wait a minute, and then they come for you too. Marilyn, thank
exactly.
you, so well and said. Thank you very much. Deborah in Lockport, Illinois. Deborah, what's on your mind today?
I was harking back to your rant where you were talking about Ku Klux Klan in Portland, Oregon. And I just finished reading a book called The Fever in the Heartland by Timothy Egan. And it was about the rise and fall of the Ku Klux Klan in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And its grand wizard, I think he was, D.C. Stevenson.
Is this back in the teens and 20s, you mean, or back in the...
tried and convicted of murder. Uh-huh. I'm sorry?
Which era was that? I mean, there were two peaks of the Klan. One was Reconstruction.
This was in the 1920s.
Okay,
this in the
1920s. Yeah, okay, that was the more recent one.
No, fairly quickly, all within that decade.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, the governor of the state was a Klan member, and, and they had the police. And
yep.
I think Indiana had the largest Klan membership in the country at that point.
Wow.
But the point I wanted to make about all of that was the parallels between what was going on with the Ku Klux Klan in places like Indiana and today with the Trump. It's just absolutely appalling. I mean, D.C. Stevenson was a con artist and a grifter, and he sounds like somebody else we all know and don't love.
Yeah. Yeah, they no longer wear white robes and a hood. Now they wear a, what's that thing called, a gaiter? On their faces.
Uh-huh, and a red hat.
And camouflage, yeah. Gators, camouflage, and
right.
red hats. And but it's the same people. It sure
yep.
appears to me it's the same people. This is awful stuff. Deborah, thanks. Thanks for pointing that out. That's
as
a fascinating
appalling as
history
it is,
lesson.
Though, it gives me a little hope, because we threw them off in the 1920s. We could do that today if we,
I think so,
it.
Yeah. It takes enough of us waking up. When you read the book, did you get any clues as to what led to the downfall of the Klan? I thought it was World War II, but I'm not a scholar of that. I haven't really studied that time in our history.
Well, part of it was Stevenson's conviction for murdering this woman. I mean, he was a truly horrible man. He was a sexual predator, and he was violent, with the women he took.
And he was the governor?
So he was convicted of murder, but what took it was, in those days, you had newspaper people who were bound and determined to get out the truth in spite of Klan harassment. There were some newspaper editors and whatnot. I'm sorry, I'm old. I'm forgetting the name. He went to jail numerous times. He published a small town newspaper in Muncie.
So it was the media that took down the Klan.
And then there was the what?
It was the media that took down the Klan.
It was partly the media, because they were getting the story out there. I mean, for a long time it wasn't. The media was just as complicit then as they are now. But there were, what do I want to say, little outcroppings of resistance.
Yeah, well, we're seeing that here now, too. So, hope springs eternal. Deborah, thank you. Thank you so much for the call and the history lesson. I really appreciate it. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Democracy is crashing in America, and the world is noticing. I'll tell you about it. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off.
Plus, ZPA will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with a happy ZPAC and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, ZPA is happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you Sally Flores, organizing director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition?
So, you're okay with undermining the will of the voter? Great. Just do you see how terrible that sounds? And when I translate gerrymandering to Spanish, it just means manipulating election results. It's exactly what gerrymandering is, but in Spanish, the wow effect, oh my God, even in the U.S., manipulates election results. And I was like, yes. And they have a fancy word for it. They've covered it up with almost unimaginable word.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New court action by Democrats in Illinois over Trump administration plans for Chicago. CBS's Scott McFarland.
There's a legal challenge by the state of Illinois to try to have a federal judge there block, or at least pause the deployment of Guard troops.
Earlier, a federal judge blocked National Guard units from other states that were bound for Oregon. Mark Sanchez, Fox broadcaster and former NFL star, now faces a more serious felony charge after his violent confrontation with a 69-year-old man in Indianapolis.
We are literally talking about people fighting over a parking space or a dispute about where people are parking, and it resulted in someone receiving just incredibly significant injuries.
Prosecutor Ryan Mears. To the Middle East, CBS's Deborah Pata watching for any progress toward a Gaza peace deal.
There are many sticking points that could upend the deal. Hamas has made no mention of disarmament, a key Israeli demand.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.